Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In verse 5, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. Add to knowledge temperance. And that word temperance can easily be summed up or defined in the simple term self-control. Self-control. A discipline in our own life. Because what happens is now we have the knowledge, we may get in, we know the things that are good, we have the basis of our foundation, our walk with Christ, and now we even have the knowledge and we understand that, hey, all things are lawful for me, you know, I've got the liberty and the freedom in Christ, but not all things are profitable for us, all things are expedient. That's where that temperance comes in, that self-control. Just because we can do something or we have the freedom to do something doesn't mean we ought to do it or that it would be good for us. I am free to order as many pizzas as I want from Little Caesars out there and Saturday night and just eat into the night. There's nothing going to stop me. Could argue and say it's within my rights, but is that going to be good for me? No way. But in the same principle, we will go out and we will gorge ourselves on the things of the world, overindulge in these things, and we'll make ourselves spiritually sick. Why? Because it was within our right. I'm free in Christ. I can do these things. Well, no. You ought to have that temperance, that self-control. And the Bible talks about that in Acts. Well, let's just turn to Acts 24. We'll turn to Acts 24. This will be one of the last places that we'll turn to this morning. It's so interesting to me that this appears here the way it does. And in this particular passage of Scripture, we've got Paul. And Paul, he's imprisoned there by Felix. We may be familiar with what happens two chapters later when he's before Agrippa, and we find that Agrippa says those famous words that almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian, when Paul's sharing his faith. Well, we find the same thing here with Felix. Here in Acts 24, let's look in verse 24. It says, "And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ." And so there's some interesting things here about Felix on its own, where he had a reputation for corruption in his leadership and in the government position that he held, but he also had a reputation for hearing both sides of an argument, if you will. It said, history tells us that it's possible that he was actually a freed man. He was once enslaved and now he was free. And having gained that freedom, he had a different perspective than other members in the government, where he could see it from someone else's point of view that the others could not. And so he had a reputation, history tells us, for allowing people to speak their case and to listening to it. And so he's done this for Paul. People have brought these accusations against him. And he comes to Paul and he says, "Tell me, let me hear these things. Tell me about your faith in Christ. I want to hear your side of it." And verse 25 tells us, "And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, 'Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee.'" These three things Scripture specifically outlines that Paul shared with Felix. And what three things are they? Righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. He shared those things with Felix, and the Bible says he trembled. And he told Paul, he literally said, "Get out of here, and I'll call you back when I'm ready for you. I can't handle this." He sends him out. One of the reasons he couldn't handle it is he also had ulterior motives, we find in the next verse. He, speaking of Felix, hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. While Paul had shared his faith, Felix's end game was to get a bribe from Paul, that Paul would give him something and Felix will turn the other way and set him free. But instead, Paul stays a prisoner and just shares with him the things of Christ. And it's more than Felix can handle. And the next verse tells us that someone else comes in and takes Felix's position after 2 years. And Felix, willing to shew the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. He doesn't free him. He's wanting to please the Jews. And so he leaves Paul tied up as the new person takes his place. But the things that convicted him was that issue of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. And so Scripture has in some other places this issue of self-control, this discipline for our life, where we're to be careful the indulgences that we afford ourselves and the amount that we afford ourselves to. Because without that self-control, the world will run wild and rampant in our life and absolutely have its way with us. And we'll close this morning on that thought of the temperance. And I'll share with you one verse of Scripture. You don't have to turn there, but it's from the Psalms. It's the 32nd Psalm. And I always like the pictures and all that Proverbs will paint for us, the metaphors or the analogies. Well, Psalm has a great one on this issue of the temperance or self-control. It's in the 32nd Psalm. And it's in verse number 9. I'll just read from verse 7 to 9, and then we'll close. It says, "Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." And he says to meditate on these things. "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." In verse number 9, "Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee." He's literally saying, don't be lacking any kind of self-control and knowledge. They tied right hand in hand there. He's saying that these animals don't have the knowledge that they need, nor the self-control. So a bit is put into their mouth so that they can be turned the direction that they go. And they may not know the purpose or the reason behind their doing something. All that happens is someone kicks them, tells them to go, and they go. And they turn when they're told to turn. The Bible says, don't be like that. Don't just be a little drone that don't know anything and just is expecting to God to kick us in the rear the way we should go and turn us when we're not going the right way. We ought to know some things. And then with that knowledge, we ought to have the self-control, the discipline, and the temperance to be able to conduct ourselves in a fashion that's pleasing and acceptable unto the Lord. So, in closing, we have our faith. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance. And we'll build on those the next time that we meet for the study hour. But I encourage you, do this so that you're not like the horse or the mule who don't know no better. And God's got to slap a bit in your mouth to yank you the way you ought to go because you ain't studying and you're not exercising the discipline in your life that you ought to be. So that is about halfway through the building blocks on the believer's growth for our walk with Christ. So I encourage you, have these principles written down, take note of this verse, and attend to each of them in your life this week. Our Father, we thank you so much for the time together this morning, for the truths of Scripture from your word. Lord, we just thank you that you've not only called us to you, Lord, to make the opportunity available to us to be your children. Lord, but we thank you for the knowledge that you've blessed us with in your word, in your Scripture. I just pray that you'd help give us a better desire, Lord, and just a deeper understanding of your word. So that in these aspects of our life, we might conduct ourselves in a way that's more pleasing and acceptable unto you. Father, we just pray for the worship hour, that you would receive all the honor, glory, and praise on all that's said and done. We love you and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.